Respected viewers, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, while three persons were walking, rain began to fall, and they had to enter a cave in a mountain. A big rock rolled over and blocked the mouth of the cave. They said to each other, invoke with best deed you have performed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe Allah remove the rock. Now, one of them said, oh Allah, my parents were old and I used to go out for grazing my animals. On my return, I would milk them and take the milk in a vessel to my parents to drink. After they had drank from it, then I would give it to my children. So I would prefer giving my parents first than my own children, family and wife. One day, I was delayed on my return. I found my parents asleep and I disliked to wake them up. The children were crying at my feet because of hunger. That state of affairs continued till it was dawn. O Allah, if you regard that I did that for your sake, then please remove this rock so that we may see the sky. So the rock was moved a bit. The second said, O Allah, you know that I was in love with my cousin, like the deepest love a man may have for a woman. And she told me that I would not get my desire fulfilled unless I paid her 100 dinar gold coins. So I struggled for it till I gathered the desired amount. And when I approached her, she told me to be afraid of Allah and asked me not to deflower her except rightfully, meaning by marriage. So I got up and left her. O Allah, if you regard that I did it for your sake, kindly remove this rock. So 2/3 of the rock was removed. Then the third man said, O Allah, no doubt. You know that once I employed a worker for one farak, 3 saws, meaning this is a scale, weighing scale measurement. And when I wanted to pay him, he refused to take it. So I sold it, and from its yields, I bought cows and a shepherd. After a time, that man came and demanded his money. I said to him, go to those cows and the shepherd and take them, for they are for you. He asked me whether I was joking with him. I told him that I was not joking with him and all that belonged to him. O Allah, if you regard that I had done that sincerely for your sake, then please remove the rock. So the rock was removed completely from the mouth of the cave. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, did you see how these three individuals, they prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They made dua with the wasila of their good deeds, what they thought they had done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had done with ikhlas, they had done with sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they made these du'as with wasila of their good deeds they had performed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, that calamity was removed. Now we also understand that we can make du'a in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through wasila. We can make tawassul. Now if we can make tawassul in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our good deeds, now why cannot we make dua with the tawassul in wasila through means of those pious ones, those they perform these good deeds, those awliya Allah, those they are closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beloveds of Allah. And Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, one of the most beautiful tawassul we can make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the dhat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, when we pray, when we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we learned from Sahih al-Bukhari, and how the du'as of these individuals were accepted. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel.